listeners. All the best.
Okay, bye for now.
All right, that was the interview of Dr. Akfan, and what a special interview. Lots of positivity and great words. And we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, welcome everybody from all over the world, from Australia, from Germany, from India, from Africa, from Japan, China, Russia, Ukraine, wherever you are. We thank you for joining us, and we're going to carry on with our show. We're going to get on with the pick of the week of Shkwait Shakhlach, and we're going to play Robert Miles, his song One on One and One. And it's featuring Maria Naylor. So let's have a listen to that and we'll carry on. Enjoy, everyone. All right, we're back. That was Robert Miles, One and One, featuring Maria Naylor. And we have my brother, Shkweitsht, on the line. For people that don't know Shkweitsht Shachlach, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the fires of a couple of years ago, and also a big flood of a couple of years ago. So he's survived through a lot of hardship, and he's a big inspiration for myself and many other people all over the world. And welcome, Shkweitsht. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today. Just catching up on rest. I've been to the hospital and back for CT scans and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully those come back with good results.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm just tuckered a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Travel.
Yeah. It's always a difficult time of the year when it's in between seasons, hot and cold. So, yeah, we have the subject of today is on acceptance of grief. And we'd love to hear what you have to say about that, since you've gone through a lot of that, probably.
Yeah, acceptance of grief, you know, I think of it as one finally coming to terms that their loved one is permanently not going to be around anymore.
Mm.
You know, because some of us, you know, well, you know, we've all lost lots of loved ones, be they family or friends, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it hurts, you know, and if we don't come to terms that they're no longer gonna be back, you know, we just keep the grief going.
Mm.
You know, the longer we resist, you know, that they're gone for good. You know, sure, they're in our minds and all that, and our thoughts and memories, but physically they're just gone. We gotta learn to deal with that, because, you know, some losses really hurt for a long time, because I believe we don't come to that term right away, eh?
Mm.
You know, so we gotta learn to accept the fact that we're not immortal.
Mm.
We're mortal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as we want our family, friends to be mortal or immortal, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're not. We're frail, fragile beings. Yeah, so, yeah, that's what I think acceptance of grief is, learning to accept that our family and friends that have passed on are just gone for good.
Mm.
They can only live on in our memories, thoughts.
Mm.
You know, and pictures and videos nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, 100 years ago, they didn't have that. So once they were gone, they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I think about acceptance of grief.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty special. It's for sure, I need to do a lot more of that and accept that, you know, some people I'm just not going to be able to see right now. Maybe
yeah.
when we all get to the other side and we all go over there, because sooner or later we're all going to leave this world too. And
yeah,
maybe at that time we'll get to join up with them and really celebrate.
Yeah.
So,
so we can only hold on to that hope.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you joining us on here live and sharing some of, you know, what gets you through all the difficulties and traumas that you've gone through and suffered through. And yeah, just really special. I really appreciate it and thank you.
Yeah, I thank you. You there at the station and all the other listeners. Thank you for having me on. Hopefully pushing the right message.
Yeah, your songs are always like so inspirational and yeah, I like the lyrics that it has. You know, it said the heart isn't always true and I'm not always fine. But we all have an angry heart sometimes, and you know, sometimes we just gotta lean on each other and be there for each other, and that's right. So
for sure, so
I guess we better let you go for now, and we're looking forward to your next song for us next week, and some more of your words and wisdom, and lots of blessings to you, and have a great rest of your week and weekend.
Yes, you there at the station, you especially, and all the listeners, have a good, restful weekend.
Okay.
Thanks for all your thoughts, well wishes, and prayers, and love. Send it all back to you 100-fold.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Okay, so bye for now.
Yep, bye for now.
All right, that was Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC, up in the Nicola Valley. So we're going to carry on with the show, and we're going to hopefully get a hold of Lady Faima, and we're going to play her a song for her, and it's from Tina Go. And the song is Wonder Woman main theme. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. All right, we're back. That was Wonder Woman main theme from Tina Go. And we played that for Lady Fima. And we have Lady Fima on the line with us right now. How are you doing, Lady Fima?
Hello, dear Chief, and wonderful, respected listeners, and wonderful, unique team that they make it possible and accommodating with all the equipment, the sound system. My warmest wishes and appreciation to each one of you. Thank you. I'm really well. Thank you.
Yes, we thank Magnus and Jesse Carnival.
Yes.
Robin.
Absolutely.
All the volunteers up here. We thank and appreciate them for keeping us on the air. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially sometimes, you know, if I'm allowed to add one more individual soul, that you had a few students from UBC as well. They were giving the hand to this station, and it's marvelous that we are engaging even with the different area of the student, especially, and with the idea and the activity. What a privilege.
Yes, for sure. We have a subject, and today's subject is on acceptance of grief, and would really love to hear what you have to say about that.
Absolutely. Same as usual, your topic is very deep, is really reaching, and is really reaching deep inside of our soul and the mind. And as you probably, all of you, you're aware, Counselor Ferry was the greatest grief that till today, you know, when she left the Mother Earth, till now we weren't able to digest her absence, basically. But of course, she is in the better place because no pain, and she brought huge impact on this Mother Earth of the positivity and the greatest work. And even though she is from the Prince root and Prophet line, she chose her path of her activity, of her lifestyle, to walk with the grassroots people. No matter what country she chose to live, but that was her style. Going back to the grief is absolutely, is just the sorrow deeply hitting you inside. And please allow to have your tears privately. Let it down your sorrow to be detached like a river, like a muddy river, to come out of your system. You just do some start in that regard, and please connect yourself with the wonderful counseling session that they are, a lot of facility that they provide their help in that category. Allow the counseling session, a good counselor, remove these needles and the knives that even from the past, like a dark shadow, we walk with it all the time. During all, you know, the as long as we live, those shadow is coming with us. But if you remove it with these skills, and then we can achieve more, to bring more productive life, and above all, then we breathe, and we can be happy where we are. And another one is the support system, family or friend. I would say 90%, maybe more percentage, you are relying on the very good friends that they walk with you, they are with you. They can't do much because they are not counselor, and they are not therapists, but they are truly a friend. They listen to you even from the time you're, you know, over and over talking about your pain and the grief. You are detaching those poison, those toxic, out of your system. And your wonderful, loyal friends that repeatedly listening to you and walking with you, this is to be in my opinion, this is significant.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you can never, ever measure it with any quality, like a diamond, like a gold. It's just priceless.
Mm-hmm.
And also going back to the nature. Nature brings, even by looking at it, it brings remedy to you.
Mm-hmm.
Good sleep. Good, simple food. Mm-hmm. Simple food. When you are camping, you don't have the fancy food.
Mm-hmm.
You make a simple food by your hand. You make your hand dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all therapy mm-hmm. for the soul. That's why when you come back from the camping or any trip in that regard, you appreciate the life, you appreciate your own room and your house. And good activity and good movie. I was disabled for 2 years, and Counselor Fadi connected me to the good movie. That movie was, the name of that movie was Only You. It was made in Italy. The music was outstanding. The acting and actor and actress, amazing. Back then, it was the video. I watched that video that we borrowed from video shop every weekend. Maybe 100 times I saw that movie. Because that music, that activation brought me, you know, hope and motivation.
Beautiful.
You choose your own movie, and your body will be in judge, and you'll be so surprised of your transformation that you make in the tunnel that we all are, because the COVID has been happening, Ukraine war, Middle East war. Really, at this moment, the world has been changed, and you see a lot of death and crime in the world, mm-hmm. which is very sad.
Yeah.
However, we have to shake up. And as Dr. Holakui, the psychologist and therapist in Beverly Hills, and he has his own radio station, he always saying and repeating, human being is born to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You are born to be happy. Mm-hmm. You are born to live happily. But any trauma or any condition that you get, regardless, shake it up, stand tall, stand up, stand tall, and walk to the light. Allow the light shine at you.
Beautiful, wonderful. It really fits with our beginning song. It was very inspirational, and it talked about the same things you're talking about. So really,
yes.
Thank you for joining us live and sharing all this wonderful inspiration, your experience. It's also valuable. I know it helps a lot of people. It helps me. So if it helps me, it's going to be helping millions out there.
Thank you very much for having me and the opportunity. At the end, please allow me to show my appreciation to the international lawyer from Harvard University, Dr. Payam Akhavan.
Yes.
He's born as a lawyer, basically.
Mm.
And when you see the Dr. Payam Akhavan, P-A-Y-A-M Akhavan, A-K-H-A-V-A-N, check it out on the YouTube, and you feel you're born new.
Mm.
You get the new skin and new skills. And then you'll become new you. The new you that you would love yourself more than yesterday. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And we're going to have to let you go for now. So
yes.
Bye for now.
Yes, bye for now. It's my pleasure and honor. Thank you kindly.
Lots of love to you. Bye for now.
Bye now.
All right, that was Lady Fahima, sister of Madam Ottawa, Councillor Fari. Always a blessing to hear from her. So we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired. Because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands. Even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
It's a big
All
area.
All right,
so
we're back. So now we have the president of Minicata Park Association, Celia, with us. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we were trying to get you on before, but we were having technical difficulties. But yeah. So I wanted to get a little bit from you on the acceptance of grief. And so what do you have on that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of what's been said today about not avoiding or resisting or fighting the feelings that come up. You know, just allowing is really important. For me, the other thing is I think depending is the idea of sometimes when people are feeling this way, the grief of losing someone is they will tend to isolate or kind of hide away, which is different than going for a walk and having like kind of some alone time in a gentle way. Mm. And I think that can make it worse because can predispose people to kind of maybe either distract or end up in a big black hole, like the big hole of grief that, you know, because it can segue into other things other history and other things that are going on. So good friends that, want to know truly what's going on is really a great thing, you know, and to be supported in it one way or the other, either with friends or there's a BC Bereavement Helpline that people might even want to try if it's hard to find people who are empathetic.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing, because we're running out of time. Yeah, so
okay.
Yeah, so really thank and appreciate you for joining us live, and
you're welcome.
Hopefully we get you on sooner next time. And
okay.
We thank everybody else out there for joining us.
Yes,
come back next Thursday, 3:00 to 4:00, and join us. So
excellent.
And lots of love to you, too. Have a great week and weekend.
Yes.